I think that communities don't know what they had until it's gone. You know, and it's just, I'm really disappointed that the Haines community is going to lose their Elks Lodge.
The Haines Elks Lodge closes, the Chilkoot River Corridor is discussed, and local Democrats hold their caucus. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. That news and more up next. After struggling to keep up with expenses and maintaining interest, the Haines Elk Lodge has closed its doors for good. The lodge had its charter revoked this weekend when Mike Lohr of Petersburg, special representative for the Elks Alaska East District, traveled to Haines to meet with local members. Lohr said he was optimistic at the amount of interest to keep the lodge going during a meeting on Friday. He scheduled another meeting for Saturday morning to try to install new lodge officers, but there were not enough volunteers to fill all the positions, as lodge charter mandates.
Everybody was a little bit saddened by it, myself included. I've been dealing with the Haines Elks Lodge for 8 years, so I was very disappointed that I couldn't see this thing through. But and the membership that were gathered were disappointed too. It was a sad day for everybody involved, and I wish the outcome would have been different.
Michelle Stegan is a longtime member of the Emblem Club, the women's association closely tied to the Elks Club. She attended the weekend meetings, but said the amount of time it takes to volunteer as an Elks member or officer deters many from the commitment.
If you really want to do it, you need to do it for the right reasons, because you want to do good for your community. That's what we're there for, to help others who are less fortunate than yourself, which is one of our big deals. It's one of our sayings. Yeah. We're there for the betterment of the community and to help those less fortunate than yourself.
Lohr said the Elks Main Street building, owned by the Statewide Elks Association, will be put up for sale. The money derived from the sale and all other items belonging to the local lodge will be put in a trust for 5 years. The money can be used for the reorganization of a Haines Lodge, or will be used for other lodges in the region. He said it is possible for another lodge to organize in Haines in the future.
Yes, absolutely, it's correct. And those of us who are in position like mine, we all know that it's much easier to keep a lodge than it is to start a new one. And so that's one of the reasons why we put so much time and effort into trying to keep the lodge. But yeah, there is always the opportunity and the hope of restarting a lodge.
The Haines Lodge used to be part of the Skagway Lodge until it broke away on its own in 1982. The Elks is a benevolent fraternal organization that raises money for several community organizations in Haines.
I think that communities don't know what they had until it's gone. I'm really disappointed that the Haines community is going to lose their Elks Lodge.
Local Democrats of House District 5 gathered on Saturday in Haines to conduct party business and elect delegates to go to the party's state convention in May. Local party chair Deborah Vogt said 6 local Democrats agreed to be delegates, and she said 4 slots remain open if more people are interested. The caucus also included a fan-out to gauge support for President Barack Obama in the upcoming presidential election. Vogt said there wasn't a large turnout at the caucus, but that is expected during years of a Democrat incumbent president.
Well, I mean, the caucus is more than just the chance to choose between presidential candidates. It's the chance to sort of mold the party. And if you, for example, wanted to go to the Democratic National Convention, at which a lot of things other than choosing the president are done, this is where you start.
Local Republicans caucused in March in Haines, and candidate Mitt Romney won the presidential preference poll conducted at that event. Republicans gathered as House District 34, the district redrawn under the new redistricting plan. Under that plan, Haines would no longer be matched with communities like Yakutak, Cordova, Tenneke, or Gustavus, but instead with communities such as Sitka. Skagway would be included with Juneau under the new plan. Local Republican Chair Robert Venable said it was important to the Republicans to caucus as the new district, but the Democrats caucused as the current district, Vogt said, because the redistricting plan is being challenged in court and is not yet official. A public workshop is scheduled for Tuesday in Haines to discuss the Chilkoot River Corridor. The corridor hosts a variety of users and wildlife, while also being a culturally rich area. The large number of visitors to the area has led to concerns about human and bear interactions, user conflict, and the degradation of biological and cultural resources. The workshop on Tuesday will discuss plans for improvements and management of the area while gathering public input. Representatives from several state agencies, including the Departments of Fish and Game, Forestry, Transportation, Archaeology and History, and State Parks, will be available to answer questions. Long-term and short-term plans will be discussed, including a bear viewing facility to be developed along the river in the coming years. The workshop is scheduled for 6 to 8 p.m. at the American Bald Eagle Foundation. Local Cub Scouts gathered over the weekend for one of the organization's best-known events, the Pinewood Derby.
Ready, ready? Set, go!
The Derby is designed to teach craft skills, the rules of fair play, and good sportsmanship. It also gives scouts and parents an opportunity to develop and create a project together.
This is a great time for the parents to be actively involved, you know, where they really have a good time. They take a block of wood and they build the car and design it together, so it's lots of fun.
The competing cars are made from identical materials and must be a certain size and weight. The 14 cars at Saturday's event range from sleek and simple designs to cars with paint and decals and strategically placed weights. 10-year-old Caden Doddridge took first place with his number 32 car. It was his second year racing.
Well, it's an old-fashioned car, and at first I didn't think it was going to win because the first race it did, it lost. But then my dad put some graphite on the wheels to make it go faster.
Dozer said the Derby is just the start of a busy summer season for the Scouts. Their next activity will be cleaning up beaches and around town for Earth Day in May. This is Margaret Friednauer for KHNS News. KHNS Newsroom is always open to your comments and story ideas. You can reach the news department by emailing news@khns.org or calling 766-2020 or 983-2853 extension 2. Thanks for your interest.
This is Fish Radio. I'm Lainey Welch. Southeast's a bust. Now Alaska's herring fisheries have headed west. More from Kodiak after this.
Fish Radio is brought to you by the At Sea Processors Association. Learn more at ATSEA.org.
ASME has brought Alaska Seafood to Facebook. Type in Alaska Seafood Marketing. Find out more at alaskaseafood.org. Big herring shortfalls at Southeast have boosted buying interest at Kodiak. The roe herring fishery began there on April 15th, and up to 35 boats are signed on compared to 17 last season.
Because of the market, I think a lot of that has to do with the large GHL that did not get harvested down in Sitka.
James Jackson is a fishery manager at Fish and Game in Kodiak. The Sitka herring fishery produced less than half of its nearly 29,000-ton quota, and a smaller fishery at West Beam Canal was canceled altogether. That puts Kodiak's 5,300-ton herring harvest in a good spot for interested buyers. Roe herring paid out at a disappointing $200 per short ton at the Kodiak docks last year. Unlike other Alaska regions where herring fisheries can be over in a few short openers, Kodiak's fishery can occur in up to 81 sections around the island, and the fishery lasts through June.
Kodiak is a big, complicated fishery. It's very different. You know, Sitka, Togiak, a lot of those places have large spawning aggregates, and they tend to come in usually all at once, and you can catch a GHO really fast. Kodiak, there's so many different separate spawning aggregates, and they spawn at different times. So sometimes they spawn in mid-April, and sometimes they spawn in late June.
Jackson says Kodiak also is a stop-off for boats heading to the state's largest herring fishery in Bristol Bay.
Kodiak's kind of funny in the fact that we're kind of a stopover for a lot of the boats that head over to Togiak as well. So typically until about like the first week of May, it's pretty busy, but then a lot of boats leave and head out west.
Alaska's herring fisheries will continue along the westward coast all the way to Norton Sound. Fish Radio is also brought to you by Ocean Beauty Seafoods, serving Alaska's fishing communities since 1910. In Kodiak, I'm Lainey Welch.